The stars. You see, how many people do you know of who are actually guided, or they rule their run their lives by the zodiac, the signs of the zodiac? Oh, if you are a Gemini, you are this. If you are a Leo, you are that. If you're a Capricorn, you're something else, whatever it may be. And people are feel their lives are fixed by that. Do we think that way? Well, the truth is, maybe we kind of half subscribe to that concept, because there is a concept of something that we call muzzle. And the Gemara does discuss people who are born under particular planetary influences, etc., do have some kind of characteristics. Esav and Dovid shared, for example. Moshe Rabbeinu had a particular one, but that's a case in point. Moshe is seen by the Egyptian astrologers as being some kind of murderous person, according to the Medrash, and well, clearly not. Esav and Dovid, both redheads born under Mars, under Klech Maadim, well, look how they turned out. Channeled to the correct, with the correct path, a path. The Gemara says that somebody who is born under such a muzzle, he should become a Moel or a Shochet. So how does this work? What is this paradox? The truth is that the word muzzle, which we kind of translate as luck, something fixed, well, actually, let's get it right. It comes from the root nozal, which means to flow. Something which is flowing must start from somewhere. It's a source. It's a source. Nozal min hashamayim. It's nozel min hashamayim. It flows from the heavens. And that's what Sisera came to the realization of. Min hashamayim. Right? Nilchamu. They fought from the heavens. The stars from their parts. And we explained. Yeah. You think they're fixed. Well, Hashem makes them kind of fixed in a way, but if he moves them, he's in charge of them, they can move as and when he deems it necessary. And we also explain this very interesting Gemara that tells us Rabbi Shimon Hananya actually is the one who points this out, that every 70 years there is a star which leads the sailors astray. And there's a discussion, you'll find it, as I referred to yesterday. Oh, maybe it's Haley's comment. Either way, it's not being said as some kind of literal understanding. It's being said as a metaphor for something. There is something which can pull people astray every so of every generation, and generation not as in the 20-year generation, but every 70 years, the lifespan of man. The Vilna Gaon points this out, its ideologies and others. And even in the last century, there were many who pointed out that the star which led people astray was communism. And you know what? Just like the star looks fixed, and yes, the pole star, what is this pole star? It's something because of its position over the North Pole. It's the only star that doesn't appear to move. It's used to assist human beings finding north because it stays in the same place throughout the night and throughout the year, Polaris. But actually, the reality of the matter is poles apart, because something that can look right, and communism in theory looks right, everybody's equal, you know the rest of the phrase. And it's the same thing with Odom HaRishon. The sin of Odom HaRishon, it looked like the right thing to do. We explained as well that the period of time that we're in is bedafka a distortion of this vision, this sight. Tammuz, we said, is the month which, according to the Arizal, just like every month has its particular bodily sense that it's connected to. Tammuz was the one of Re'iyah, of sight, and it was distorted with the Egel Vayara Om Ki Voishesh Moshe. The people saw that Moshe was delayed. Was he delayed? No, but they saw it that way. They saw the Luchos smashed. Were they smashed? Well, we've explained many times. No, they weren't. The letters flew up. It looked smashed. The Maruglim, who, as happens often, they're to spy, literally to spy, to see. They see them. We said, Hikdimu Pe'la Ayin, which we need to speak more about. They'd already decided what they had seen before they saw it. It was a distortion of that. And it spills into the month of Av, which we have just been celebrating the Rosh Chodesh of. Av means father, which we're going to speak more about another time. How can the saddest month of the year be called Daddy? What is the nature of this distortion? So we've pointed out that stars can lead, but stars can mislead. Second distortion, second point is they acknowledge Hashem. The stars themselves sing this song, You Hashem, alone. They acknowledge him, and yet they are served as Avodah Zorah. What does Akum stand for? Ovdei Kochavim, those who serve the stars, because people think that they have certain power. Thirdly, they ascribe greatness to God, yet their very essence is a paradox to his oneness. What does that pasuk say? Ata hu Hashem levadecha, you Hashem are levad, you are alone, you are one. How can anything possibly exist if he is infinite? And yet they do. So in contrast, the stars which sing this out to say that Hashem controls this heavenly host, this heavenly host, the host which destroyed Sisera's host, the stars to whom Klal Yisrael are compared in this week's Sedra, are compared k'koichvei ha-shamayim l'roiv, like the stars of heaven in their multiplicity. Well, that is a paradox to the oneness of Hashem. And that leads on to the fourth point, which is the Oisis de Rabbi Akiva points out that when Hashem was looking to start the Torah, which letter goes from Tof to Shin to Resh all the way back, and then he finds the letter Beis. Ah, perfect. Because the letter Beis is Brocha. Brocha is blessing. It's therefore Bria, which is creation, because to create, to give a blessing, is to expand out of yourself, which of course is the paradox of Hashem doing such a thing. But because of that expansion and Borech, which we've already explained, the root of Borech is Beis Resh Chaf, 220, that's 2, 2 and 2. And like a Bechor gets a double portion, 2, 2 and 2, Beis Chaf and Resh. Rechev, which is a chariot, has the twin wheels with Resh, Chaf and Beis, 220 and 2, which Sisera gets off, because he gets off the chariot when he suddenly realizes the star's message, and the crescents, which got heated up of his, the crescent of his soldiers, because they'd served the moon and they had to cool down in the Kishon Wadi. And then you come to Koichov, the Koichov, which was the reason that they heated up in the first place, 2022. 2, 2, 2. There's an inherent danger that if you turn your back on the source of Brocha, which is what Hashem says in this week's, and Moshe says Hashem gives in this week's Sedra, K'kreichwe Hashem Anoroiv, Yosef Hashem Aleich, Hashem should add, that's again multiplicity, that's Brocha. What are the very next words if you forget the source, if you forget the Brocha, if you forget the source of those stars and you start serving them as Enosh did? The next words in this week's Sedra are Eicha. Eicha esolavadi. How can I bear this, says Moshe. Eicha, those words we're going to examine. The very beginning of Tisha B'Av, of the Megillah of Eicha. Yerushalayim is described. Eicha, how could it have fallen so low? And the Oroin itself. When the Oroin is brought out by the Romans, says the Gemara, we know the Krivim, the cherubs, these Malochim, they faced each other when Klal Yisrael were doing that which was right. They faced away when they were doing that which was bad. The Romans found that when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, they were embracing each other. But they distorted the message and say, ha, look what these Jewish people are engaged in. Just images, inappropriate images, because they misunderstood the message of the stars and of the Kruvim, these Malochim, Kruv, Kaf, Resh, Beis. 2, 2, and 2. We have to understand that yes, there's a duality. That inherent danger in the duality is only if you forget where the source is. And that is the path that we are trying to rediscover. Find the source, and there is no longer that duality.